I have been involved for some many years on research on the NYPD. A book came out in 1999 that was updated in 2001, which dealt with the reforms, the very important reforms that were introduced in the police department in 1994, went back before then, but focused on that period from 1994 on, which was a very significant period in terms of management and crime reduction reforms. And it was essentially a positive book. But when I updated it in 2001 with an epilogue, I found I was hearing many stories and discussions about how some of the things that I had considered positive were being distorted and turned on its head, and had resulted, had stemmed from management pressure from the headquarters to really just produce numbers. And these numbers were the number of summonses, the number of arrests, the number of stop and frisks, and all in the name of driving down crime.